Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, December 16th, 2025, and we have a lineup of industry and manufacturing headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Rock breaks Falco Resources Limited, TFEC FPC. Confirms board elections, leadership changes, and shareholder approvals. Falco Resources Limited FPC confirmed the election of all five nominees to the board of directors and appointed Alexander Dan as chair, succeeding Mario Caron. Shareholders approved PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP as auditor, reaffirmed the 10% long-term incentive plan, and made amendments to the OR Royalties convertible secured senior loan. The company closed senior debt transactions with OR Royalties Inc. and Glencore Canada Corporation. Falco is a major mineral claim holder in Quebec, with the Horne 5 project as its main asset. Osisko Development Corp. is its largest shareholder. For more information, visit the Falco website. Rocks and Stocks provides insights into the mining industry and offers a range of communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience.
Defense news breaks. Nubor Inc., NYS American Boru, secures $23.25 million financing to advance defense and security platform strategy. Nubor Inc. has secured $23.25 million in financing to advance its defense and security platform strategy. The company entered into a securities purchase agreement with YA2PN Lilid, providing gross proceeds in exchange for a $25 million unsecured debenture and associated warrant packages. This financing will support Nubaru's transformation into a vertically integrated defense and security platform, including acquisition and integration initiatives across defense-grade laser and photonic systems, mission-critical software, advanced UAV platforms, and specialized defense mobility solutions. Founded in 2015, Nubaru is expanding into defense tech, security, and critical infrastructure resilience sectors under the leadership of Executive Chairman and Co-CEO Alessandro Zamboni. For more information, visit www.nubaru.net.
Network news breaks. Golden Triangle Ventures Inc., OTC GTVH, signs LOI to lease canning and manufacturing facility. Golden Triangle Ventures Inc. has signed a letter of intent to lease a canning and manufacturing facility to serve as a central hub for beverage production, brand development, and private label services. The facility will consolidate canning, formulation, white label production, and marketing support under one operation, accelerating product development and creating revenue opportunities through partnerships and joint ventures. Golden Triangle Ventures is a diversified company focused on construction, energy, and consumer goods, operating a vertically integrated model for profitability and long-term shareholder value.
Strategic Metals and Nevada's Mining Renaissance, why Fairchild Gold Corp., FCHDF, is positioned for America's next resource cycle. Fairchild Gold Corp. is strategically positioned for America's next resource cycle with recent acquisitions in Nevada. Nevada Titan in Good Springs District showed grades up to 34% copper. Carlin Queen acquisition is at the Carlin, Trend, Midas, Hollister Corridor intersection. Golden Arrow acquisition adds a historic resource metric of 12,172,000 million tons, averaging 0.24 arts per ton AAO and 0.33 art ton AEG. America's resource landscape is shifting, with Nevada becoming a focal point for strategic metals. Federal agencies are now taking equity stakes in U.S. projects and prioritizing critical minerals. Nevada ranks second globally for mining investment attractiveness. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Goldman Sachs predicts decline of copper prices in 2026. A recent report from Goldman Sachs predicts a decline in copper prices next year, despite increasing demand from power infrastructure. The report also projects that the metals price on the LME will reach $15,000 per metric ton by 2035. This outlook favors companies like Thor Metals Inc. that are well positioned to benefit from these market trends. Investors can find the latest news and updates on Thor Metals Inc. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.